Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone, and this is Michelle Aubin. I want to thank you for joining us today. I am the host of Awaken to Healing, and this is a radio show where I get to have really fantastic conversations with very interesting people and just do what feels great, which is to explore. And I also get to share it with you. So that's the purpose of this show. Be sure to go to the link at the bottom of the page where the show notes are so you can click on that link and get access to the full free interviews. I've created a special membership site so that you don't miss a word, because on this blog talk radio, I have a few minutes. I have 30 minutes or so of space, but I want to make sure you get access to everything. And go there, download. It's no cost, and I update them automatically, so you always get the latest. Okay, so today our very special guest is Erica Rock. She is just a fantastic person. I came across her Facebook page, Awaken to Oneness Global Experiment, and it just spoke to me, and every post that Erica shares just resonates so deeply. So I'm so glad to have you here, Erica, and that you're going to share what you do with everyone, and welcome.
Thank you for having me, Michelle.
So we can just jump right in and start sharing who you are, what you do, and what you're about.
I would love to. So, okay, let's just dive in. I say that I'm a soul coach and a spiritual teacher. I'm also an author who I've created a heart-centered path to spiritual awakening. And when I was a little child, I've always been in direct communication with the universe and angels, archangels, ascended masters, and I would receive energetic downloads. And of course, at the time, I had no idea what was actually happening and that this was what I was actually receiving. But a few years ago, I was activated with a gift, and that is to radiate divine light into the body. And I call this light grace, and it purifies the body as well as the mind. And the light really helps us to see who we really are. And what I notice is as this light within us becomes stronger, our body-mind system becomes much more sensitive, and then we can kind of differentiate between what's right for us and what's not right for us, and that all comes from a communication from the heart. And once that happens, Michelle, it's like our life becomes, it's like in the hands of our divine self, that God-like aspect of us, and it's in constant contact with the entire universe, and our mind just kind of follows the promptings of our own sacred heart, and this is really what I call the path of grace. My passion and desire is to wake up the inner guru within a person so that they become the master instead of the student, so to speak. Does that sound good?
Yes. And one of the things you shared with me is that you want your work to eventually, when you work with someone, you want it to end. You want them to move on and not be working with you for the rest of their life.
Right. Well, and that's why I want to, you know, as I transmit this energy, what it really begins to do is it starts to melt away everything within us that is not who we really are. And so you might wonder, well, what do you mean by that? You know, we're kind of like this program set in motion. We have an ancestral lineage with a lot of beliefs and, you know, things that we carry from the ancestry through thought, word, and deed. We are the culmination of the thought, word, and deed of our ancestors. It's stored in the amino acid chain link called the epigenomes. So when we're born with a certain amount of burden or limitation, quote unquote, and it's not who we really are. That is not our original divine blueprint, so to speak. So as we receive this energy, all that kind of predisposition, conditioning stuff, it starts to fall away. And then what's left is who you really are. That's why I called my book The True You. I couldn't think of a better name because I was like, this is the end result. It's who you really are as a soul. You know, our soul incarnated to show up in a certain way, and a lot of us get on a spiritual healing journey because we can feel that we're seeing things through a perspective that isn't necessarily true, and a lot of the stories we make up about the events in our life bring us pain and suffering. So as people start to receive this energy, they find that things that used to bother them don't bother them so much. They become really rock solid and extremely resilient. So if a big challenge in life kind of comes their way, they might get knocked down, but they get up much faster. And so we notice that people's lows are higher and their highs are higher as well. And really, the energy, it catalyzes one's awakening process or deepens it. For people like you that have already had an awakening, it deepens that process, brings us on a spiritual acceleration, and wakes up the master within, so that then you can be led, guided, directed from that master and from that the sacred heart space within you instead of the mind.
You just gave us so much here, and I needed a moment before I'm just even trying to gather my thoughts, but I didn't want to let something go by that you said in there about. There's two things. So you talked about the ancestral piece,
yes,
which is more than just, the way you described it, it's more than just the way I was raised, the school I went to, what my parents or family members said to me, you know, all of those psychological pieces. What you're talking about is more even like a chemical or physical piece.
Yeah, it's literally stored in the DNA. So, you know, there's the conditioning, which is what you were just talking about, like how you were raised, how they taught you to be, what's acceptable, what's not acceptable, all that kind of stuff. That's what I consider conditioning. And then the predispositions is the thought, word, and deed that's stored in our DNA. And that's, I mean, like I said, we are the culmination of that thought, word, and deed of our ancestors, and it's up to at least 7 to 10 generations. This is where we get that phrase, the sins of the forefathers.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And, you know, if you look, every family has certain patterns and ways of thinking and being. There are patterns of disease that families will have, like, you know, everyone seems to get this certain kind of cancer or that, you know, heart disease or whatever that is. And then we have patterns of behavior such as addictions or sexual abuse, things like that. That's all the burden that's carried in the DNA. And the good news is we're not stuck with it. We can shift it. Just because it's preconditioned doesn't mean it needs to be predestined. You are not stuck with it.
Well, this is why I resonate with your work, because you are framing what you do in a spiritual context. I frame what I do in a health context. And these are the very mindsets that I used to recover from my chronic illness and a lot of other issues in my life. And then I work with other people to help them through. It's exactly the same idea that our cellular reality can be changed with the way we think. But you're also infusing this grace element, which is beyond just the idea of energy or energy healing. You're talking about, well, talk more about grace. What does that mean?
Well, it's a transmission of the divine light. And it's how can I? Grace is considered a gift freely given. We don't have to earn it. It lifts us up out of suffering and struggle by raising our vibration and opening and expanding consciousness, which then in turn brings us into flow and harmony with the universe. So we're starting to flow with the universe instead of resisting and fighting against it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It makes everything easier.
Yes. And a lot of the things that we teach, you know, trying to think more positive and all that, here's the deal. You have to be at a certain level of consciousness to be able to access a better feeling thought. If you're way down in the dumps and your consciousness, you're at a certain level, that asking someone to do that, that's like asking someone to speak Chinese and they've never taken a class. So that can be really frustrating for them. You know, if, you know, say they just got diagnosed with cancer or they're in the middle of a big struggle, addiction, or spiritually they're having a lot of problems. And to just tell someone to think more positive, do affirmations, all that kind of stuff, all of those things work really well when we are at the level of consciousness where we can access that. So the first thing we need to do is help someone raise their vibration so that they can access a better feeling thought, so that they can take a hold of the mind. And if the mind is on a negative rampage, they have the power to be able to interrupt that pattern of thought and choose something that feels better, and to kind of say to that line of thinking, I'm not going to go there. That actually takes a certain level of control, and you have to be at a certain vibrational state to be able to do that. So the first thing we want to do is raise the vibration, open, expand consciousness, which is what grace does. And I playfully call this path the path of no work because
I love that.
Well, I got to tell you, you know, before I was given this gift, I was kind of an addicted spiritual seeker. I was looking on the outside of myself for the answers, to feel better, for my happiness, all of that kind of stuff. And the thing is, the truth is, everything we need is within us. So the path I offer, it's an inward journey. I'm going to refocus you back inside of yourself to get the answers and all that kind of stuff, which can be really different. I don't ask people to constantly need to clear their chakras and cut cords. And, you know, you can spend your whole day working on yourself and trying to improve yourself. So with this path, we start with the premise that there's nothing wrong with you. You're not flawed and defective, okay? We just need to kind of get your vibration into a better place. Grace is going to do that. And then I teach you some really easy, simple things to stay in the flow of that and keep your vibration up because, you know, despite grace, life is going to throw us some challenges. You know, it's that's just the way it's designed. But there's, you know, you don't have to spend your whole day working on yourself and trying to improve yourself. Of course, there's things we want to make better. But when we're always focused on what we don't like about ourselves and what we want to improve, if you go digging for stuff, you are always going to find it because that's where your focus is. So we want to try to get the focus off of that and more on what's right. Grace does most of the quote unquote work for us. And really, my job is to teach people how to use their free will and their conscious mind choices wisely, which is what I coach people to do, and it's taught in my book and my online spiritual retreats. That way they can stay in the flow of grace, keep their vibration up on their own, and therefore they don't need me as much. I have so much in place that people, it's kind of a do-it-yourself program. I am certainly here for people if they need me, but I've got such an incredible support system there that often people like read my book and do some of the online courses and they're just off living their happy life and I don't ever hear from them or meet them. Isn't that amazing?
That really is amazing. Yes. So I love a few things about what you said, because I too was a self-improvement junkie, and yet when authors or lecturers would talk about even something like meditation, I did not get it. I, the more they tried to explain it, the less connected I felt to what was possible in what they were saying. Like if someone tells you how to ride a bicycle, they can explain it all day and you could study and you're never going to feel what it feels like. So do you transmit an energy that helps people experience this enhanced vibration within them, or are you?
I got the answer. Yes.
Yeah, you know what I'm trying to ask?
I want to give people, I'm an experienced person, because much like you, people, words, blah, blah, blah. I want the experience.
Right.
And what's amazing is when I wrote my book, The True You, every single word in that book is infused with this energy. And then I decided to put artwork in the book in different segments so that people, when they read that book, it's actually a spiritual journey of awakening. They are receiving 9 initiations to spiritual enlightenment. With each piece of artwork that they gaze at, the energy is transmitted via the artwork that I infuse. I know this might sound really out there, but it works.
It isn't necessarily what we're told logically makes sense. These types of things have helped me shift, everyone listening. And you don't have to believe it for it to work.
Exactly.
And you, know, you don't have to know how it works for it to work.
Exactly. I don't know how it works.
Right.
I don't. I just know there was nothing within me that said it wasn't possible. I'm so grateful. The magical child within me has never been squashed. So as now a magical adult, my mind doesn't tell me I can't do things. And I think that is a huge benefit to me in a lot of ways, because I don't have that limitation saying that's not possible, that's crazy, any of that. I'm very playful with the universe, and I love opening people to that magical child playful part, because that's within everybody. And when people start tapping into that, they can start really playing with the universe and having fun, bending time, manifesting things, usually like from within a few minutes to a few hours. You can really start to play and let the universe show you that it's all possible. And that's just, I mean, that's incredibly fun. I mean, when we're in a human body, the angels are at our service. Everyone is born with a team of guides that are just standing by watching you maybe struggle and teeter-totter a little bit, going, oh my God, if they would just ask us for help, we could intervene on their behalf. But, you know, they're in service to us, and we can start co-creating and playing with our spirit guides as well as the universe to show us that there is nothing we cannot do. Nothing. The only limits are the ones in our own mind. So if you like to think big and dream big, oh my gosh, the fun you can have being in a body. Let me just tell you.
Well, and you know, I also have had the playful child, but there was a period where I squashed it. And for anyone listening who has that tendency, I have been there. And you know, it led to some very difficult times. The part of me that wanted proof, or that wanted to be able to justify things to other people, or, I mean, I was always the one that was different and open to ideas that other people were not, but there was something in me that wanted logic, or that wanted to reassure myself that I wasn't crazy. All of these tendencies, and we live, you know, our society is very interested in, like, scientific proof, but there are a lot of blind spots in science, which is a whole other topic, but I just want to say say to anyone out there who may be saying, like, this just sounds a little wacky, it doesn't matter. It doesn't hurt to try is all I have to say. This is what I told myself. There is no harm in trying.
Yeah, none at all. In fact, like, I give people a really big free taste. The Awakening into Oneness Global Experiment. If people go to my website, ericaroff.com, right on the home page, when you plug in your email, you get access to a free online course that's like, I think it's 9 or 11 weeks long. It has the energy in it. You start to receive it. And then you can see how it starts working in your life. And I'm telling you, this energy works on you, whether you can feel it and it's, you know, perceptible to you or not. I had a woman that came to me in person for a grace blessing session. And, you know, we talked a little bit. I got an idea of where she was at, where she wanted to go, transmitted the energy. I felt a huge amount of energy come through as I gave it to her. And after, I said to her, I said, so, you know, did you feel anything? And she looked up at me and she said, I got to tell you, I didn't feel a thing. And I just laughed. I'm like, that's okay. It doesn't matter. Just see what happens. She left my house and apparently one of the gifts that the divine had placed within her was a gift for mediumship.
Wow.
And one of the things grace does is it starts to activate those latent gifts and talents that the divine put those little seeds inside of, you know, all of us. And wouldn't you know it, she felt nothing when I transmitted the energy. She left my house. Her mediumship gifts blew open. Her husband had just passed away, and she started communicating with him. And not only did she start communicating with him, she's written a book. She's been on probably like 15 radio shows. She's got her own mediumship practice. She's helping other people open to their mediumship gifts. But her husband is a walk-in and has come back to this realm, and she's with him again. He's taken another body.
Wow.
I mean, this story is so out there. It's like crazy. And she wrote about me in her book. You know, she's like, I went to see this woman. She blasted me wide open. And my mediumship gifts opened within like 24 hours. And she felt nothing when I gave her the energy. So I got to tell people, if you, you know, decide to kind of get on this path of awakening, if the energy is not perceptible to you at first, don't worry about it, because it's going to start transforming your inner landscape, and then your outer world starts shifting, and that's going to be the proof.
It's not about the bells and whistles.
No.
Right? It's about feeling good, and it's about being who you are.
There's nothing worse than feeling bad and nothing better than feeling bad. And I tell people, healing is a feeling.
Yes, I love that.
Healing is a feeling. And something I want to say, because of a huge emphasis that I have in my book, is on emotion and feeling. And here's why. Part of it is because my own journey and my own story of how I even got into all this. And maybe we'll talk about it, maybe we won't, but there are more energetically sensitive souls and empaths born on this planet right now than this planet has ever seen before. And an empath is someone that tends to sponge up other people's thoughts, feelings, energies, and vibrations. They tend to, when they go in a crowd of people, they can tell what people are thinking and feeling and all this kind of stuff. And generally, they can feel, it's like they feel too much and they know too much, and they're in overwhelm, and it can cause a lot of suffering. A lot of people that are labeled with social anxiety disorder, if you boil that down, they're an empath. They're a sensitive, and it's actually a gift. But when you're untrained and you don't know how, you don't have the skill sets to deal with the gift, it can feel like a curse. And that was my story. So I put a ton of emphasis on my book, about feelings and emotions, and really helping people to understand that a feeling is nothing more than a physical sensation in the body. We've been conditioned to label it. oh, I'm feeling angry, oh, I'm feeling irritated, oh, I'm feeling sad. We've got all these labels. And if you think about it, the label is kind of a judgment. I mean, unless it's a good feeling, it's like, I'm feeling angry, I'm feeling this. And it's kind of, there's this stigma or negative connotation around it. And really, like I said, a feeling is nothing more than a physical sensation in the body. You're feeling anxious? Well, chances are you're feeling like butterfly, weird feeling in the stomach. Your chest might be tight and your heart is racing out of its chest and you may be sweating and your throat feels tight. We've learned to call that anxiety. So,
sorry to cut you off. And then the other layer that ends up being even more difficult is when we try to analyze that feeling and where did it come from and why do I have it and what in my childhood led to this.
Yes.
And this is what spins into an even, you know, deeper kind of analysis sort of vortex.
Instead of feeling it, now we're being mental about it.
Right, right.
And here's the thing. If you're feeling it in that moment, you are healing it. That is the cellular debris that is leaving your body in that moment.
That's beautiful.
Now, here's where we get tripped up, and this is why I talk about emotions so much in my book. It's probably like ad nauseum. But the reason being is I see that this can put a huge spiritual cap on people's awakening, and they're opening more, and they're getting to where they want to go because they're still judging certain feelings as wrong. It's not okay to go there. I'm spiritual. I shouldn't get angry. Why am I still feeling like this? It's not okay. And all this stuff. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. It's got to stop. So, you know, I teach people to just get into the body, drop the label, feel the feeling, drop the label, feel the feeling, drop the label, feel the feeling. Because if we just let ourselves feel the pure sensation without looking to blame what caused it or who caused it or who triggered it or all this stuff, and just let that sensation rip through our body, it's usually gone in like less than a minute.
Well, and the other, let's expand this a little bit, because the other area where you do this technique is with the physical sensations in the body that we label pain. And one of your posts that I mentioned it to you earlier that you had sent maybe 2 weeks ago to my inbox was about this. You were sharing about a personal experience of pain, and you just sent that area love and it disappeared.
Yeah. And I know that the majority of people have some sort of physical pain in their body somewhere. And some of you have had chronic pain for 20, 30, 40 plus years. And what I'm about to share with you might sound so simple that you may want to disregard it, because we tend to, if we have a complicated problem, we think we need a complicated solution. And that's absolutely not true. But here's the truth of the matter and what I found through direct experience. When the body is in pain, that is our body's way of getting our attention and sending us a message, letting us know there is an imbalance in that area. And that's the body's way of crying out, saying, will you please, please pay attention to this area? I need some love here. Send the love here is basically what the body's trying to say. And we've been programmed that typically our body gets in pain. We get aggravated with our body, which adds insult to injury, typically pop a pill and just kind of put a Band-Aid on it instead of stop in the moment, put your focus and attention on that spot, gently breathe into it, maybe inwardly do some I love yous. See if that part of your body has a message for you. I'll share a quick personal story. My right hip was hurting. I had just opened a yoga studio. I'm used to things manifesting and falling into place extremely fast for me. Things were not falling into place as fast as I was used to, and I got frustrated. And I was trying to make everything fall into place faster than the universe could really. I was forcing. That's what I was doing. So my right hip was hurting.